Hey, it's Nick Hargett with you at 88.5 KCSN. And, well, you know I'm a fan of Amy, man. We've played her music ever since I've been doing the morning show here and through various incarnations for me and for her. And there's a new one now. Amy Mann with Ted Leo teaming up, and they've called themselves The Both. We'll explain a little bit later on. But first of all, welcome, guys. Thanks for coming in and playing for us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, the record is out today. Record. Listen to me. The record's out today.
There's a record.
Yeah. It's on vinyl.
What's a record?
It's a gatefold.
It's out on Amy's label, Super Ego Records. We're going to talk about it, obviously, but we're going to let you play a couple of songs for us first. What's the first tune?
It's called You Can't Help Me Now.
All right. Good to hear it.
Anytime you were standing so out of your own, you got thrown. Try and answer a bomb with a calm undertone, alone. I wanted you to know that I put up a fight, but everything goes missing when they dim the light. The catastrophic sinking of the windless kite. But even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help. Anytime you establish a need to atone, you're prone. Down the tracks you can map on the seams of your own broken bones. I wanted you to know I'm not here to indict, and everything you've seen is like a second sight. We've inherited in the balance of a poor birthright. And even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help. Say that you were waiting for this, but you weren't ready yet. And those if onlys only clothe the good in front of you with regret. I wanted you to know that it was understood. I knew if you could come around again, you would. But baby, I can see in this neighborhood. Even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now.
This song is called No Sir.
One, two.
A shadow in the wings, and you let it tell you things. Yeah, you plant it in the ground, but you don't make a sound. No, sir.
sir. All the helicopters fail. You can feel them on your trail. You can hear it in his voice. You don't have a choice. No, sir. No, sir. Work on your story, sir. Are you wearing her? Moon's gonna waver and change. Don't blame the well or the girl for what keeps you estranged. Seen in a place you've never been, and it's fluid where it turns into steam. You'll walk through it, even wading upstream, you'll get to it. There's a way, and it is known you won't make it there alone. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
You guys sing well together.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
It's very nice. Amy Mann, Ted Leo, together they're called The Both. You're going to obviously get asked these same questions 1,000 times, so I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're the first, though.
Thank you. You know, the funny thing is, Amy, I'm one of the, I just checked, 111,000 people who follow you on Twitter. And so I was kind of a little hip to what was going on because I was watching how much fun you were having last year on the road through
yes.
through the Twitter account and everything. I do actually read a few of them. And that's a whole other conversation, obviously. But obviously you guys were touring last year and you decided that you were enjoying each other's company and musical company and decided to work together. But take us, first of all, through the tour. How did you guys end up on tour?
Honestly, I mean, I've known Ted for several years, and I've certainly known his music. I got a call from my manager saying, the promoter suggested Ted Leo to open, and I was like, yes, indeed, please. I think I was surprised that, I don't know whose idea that was, but I immediately pounced on it because I knew we would have fun traveling together.
Yeah.
And Ted, obviously, you've sort of been out with your band, The Pharmacist, for a long time, a dozen years or so.
Yeah.
But coming out and doing this with Amy, tell us about that for you. How did it come about for you?
Well, I mean, really the same way, you know, with The Pharmacist, we sort of wound down touring on our last record a little while ago. My last record came out like 4 years ago, and I was doing a lot of solo shows to keep the,
pay the bills,
keep the mojo,
pay the bills indeed, and also just because it's what I do.
Sure.
And Yeah, and so, you know, I wound up spending the better part of the last year and a half on the road with Amy. It came as a sort of surprise request, but it made perfect sense. We'd been friends for a while, so.
So you already knew each other, obviously, but going out on the road and hanging out with somebody for a chunk of time is a whole different thing. You can fall out with people pretty quickly once you actually get to know them. But obviously, you guys hit it off musically as well. So when did it go from, okay, now we're really friends and we're enjoying each other's company and playing music every night, to, well, why don't we make music together?
Well, there was two things for me. One was that one of the songs that I played in my set was a duet, so I needed to have somebody to sing with, so I asked Ted to join me. So he would come out for my set. And when I watched him play, he plays sort of a solo. You know, I mean, most people when they do solo, they do acoustic. He does a solo electric, and he accompanies himself in such an interesting way, and I was very fascinated by that. And besides that, there was a specific song, a new song that he was playing, that every time I heard it, I was like, I really want to play bass on that song, which is not a thought I ever have. Sure. I'm not a jammer. Like, I never go like, hey, let me sit in. Yeah. That's not my thing. And so I asked him if I could play bass on that song. And I think it was that song in particular. It's on the record. It's called The Gambler. That really sounded, I just suddenly could hear this is the sound of a record we could make together, and it would be really, really interesting.
And as fate would have it, I'd actually been writing that song already thinking of that. When I started writing that song, it occurred to me immediately. I was like, I bet you Amy would dig this. You know, I should eventually get the courage up to ask her to play bass on it. Yeah, so.
I'm always intrigued when people work together. How you come together with different histories and different musical vocabularies, I guess. Are yours that far apart?
They're
not really.
We both have a love of language, so there's a lyrical thing that's not too dissimilar. And we both have a love of melody, which I don't think is too dissimilar. I think there's more like a genre and a stylistic difference, and kind of like a harmonic difference, like sort of a chord chord progressions are not like your chord progressions are not at all what I would choose, which is why it's very fresh and interesting for me to write with you.
Mm. I think that, you know, most of our likes and dislikes overlap, but where they don't, you know, sort of on the outer edges of that Venn diagram, you know, on my side, it would be like blackened crust. Punk metal, you know, stuff.
Sounds like we're in a Cajun restaurant or
yeah,
something.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and then on
mine Amy, would be the vanilla pudding.
Well, I was going to say bread, actually. But.
Bread. It's the stuff of life. Don't laugh.
So obviously there's enough common ground. But when you, how do you write together? Do you guys sit down? I mean, did you bring bits and pieces to each other? Or did you write on the road? How did these songs come together?
We didn't really write on the road.
Immediately after the road.
Yeah, in between. In a lot of in-between road
and always,
writing.
It always starts out with a stem. One or the other will have an idea. And usually it's a verse or even a verse and a chorus. Sometimes just a piece of music. And I think as soon as, you know, we just sent whatever we had, you know, whatever we had to.
Yeah.
And I tried to write more like Ted, which I, whatever, you know, I realized what that translated was, write a lot of chords, use more chords.
Play them faster.
Yeah, play faster chords, and then maybe a shuffle.
Right.
Yeah, that was.
it's not accurate.
but do you write perhaps where one of you's got a couple of chords or a verse or whatever, I need a bridge for this. I mean, simple as that.
Yep.
We've done. I mean, it's varied as much as you know, having the bulk of a song presented to the other person comes up with a bridge or something like that, to as minimal as like, here's a, you know, 3-second voice memo, you know, hummed melody that I managed to have the presence of mind when I woke up at 5 a.m. with it in my head to get down, and something will be built out of that.
Can you turn that into a song, please?
It's happened, actually.
Yeah.
Before we get into the last song, tell us a little bit about Milwaukee, and not just the song Milwaukee, but the town and the story of the statue.
Well, for me, we played the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee, which, first of all, is a beautiful theater, and they really treat artists very nicely, so it's always a nice experience. And it was the first show where I watched, I was able to watch Ted's whole set. And that was the moment that I thought, I feel like we could do something. And I want, you know, like I was very attracted to that one song. You know, kind of thought expanding our thing, you know, having some kind of collaboration. But we had after soundcheck, we had taken this walk by the river. You know, they have one of those river walks with like pieces of artwork and statues and stuff. And one of these statues was a statue of the Fonz. And
I love this.
And of course, when you see the Fonz, you're like overcome with hilarity. And we've got to take a selfie of ourselves with the Fonz.
And the first thing that goes through your mind is, ey.
Yeah.
Right.
And we took a selfie and it was just like, oh my God, that's horrible. Like delete. And we kept doing it. We realized that it's there's something about this statue that just is off. And then we became obsessed with it.
And we really picked it apart and analyzed it over the course of months, probably.
Yeah. So I had the initial stem for the song Milwaukee, and I included in the verse that I sent to Ted references to the bronze fawns, and also there's that Quacky the duck.
Like, what's angry, the duck? Very thing? Angry looking duck. There must be
Gertie.
Some.
There's a story.
You know the name, Gertie.
Yeah. Somebody said like, oh, that's a famous duck, a storybook duck, maybe.
We better learn about the duck if we're going to keep talking about this publicly.
So I kind of included these references almost as a joke too. But then as I was working on it, I became kind of attached to it, so it stayed.
All right. Hashtag Gertie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously that was a kicking off point. Recording, what was the process? How long did it take?
We did the album in two chunks because initially when it was still more of an amorphous idea for us to write together, we were thinking of, let's do an EP. We'll write, you know, try and write four or five songs and, you know, it'll just be a fun thing that we did. And so about a year ago, I came out here to LA and we finished up the songs and recorded them. And
that was an EP at that point?
It was.
Okay.
But, you know, almost immediately I think we were really like, this is a...
We wanted to be a real thing.
Yeah. We felt like we had something going on and wanted to...
We felt like a band and we felt like we just, you know, we really get along well. We write together very well. It's very fun. It's very, very fun on stage.
Yeah.
I have an enormous... So much... I hate to say more fun, but you know, when you're talking back and forth to a person, that's, you know, Ted is very funny and it's entertaining for me to be on stage with him. So, you know, I just wanted more of that, you know, like let's play more shows where I have a good time.
So you certainly wanted to keep writing. So
you got back together and did another chunk.
Yeah. Exactly. At the end of the summer. So,
So is the plan to go out with a band and perform?
Classic power trio.
Yeah. We have a drummer. Yeah. And yeah, it's just the three of us.
And you'll be on bass?
I will be on bass.
And electric guitar, obviously. Mm-hmm. And
some bells and whistles.
As long as you have the bells and whistles.
One bell.
Yeah.
And then possibly a whistle.
Lights.
We're working on the lights.
We will stand.
We're trying to get
lights
funding.
Lights will be turned on.
Take some lights.
We're going to do an Indiegogo campaign for a big light thing.
I'm a Kickstarter campaign for purple lights, please. Yeah.
We really want a Kiss-like logo sign that says The Both. That's our goal.
I'm sure somebody can come up with that for you. Well, listen, it's been great to see. I've never met you before, Ted.
Yeah.
So a pleasure to meet you.
Likewise.
And nice to see you again, Amy. And good luck with the album. It's out today. It's self-titled, right?
Yes.
And you'll be doing live shows later on this summer. You told me you'd be back in LA in June or something.
June.
Yeah. We're doing the eastern half of the country at the end of April and into May. And then we'll be doing the west into June.
And we mentioned Twitter at the beginning of this. So I'm sure there's a website where people can find out more information.
It's the-both.com.
Damn, somebody already had the other
one. Right?
Or either of our Twitter. I'm sure we'll be tweeting nonstop about it.
Twittering nonstop into the Twitterverse. You're going to wrap it up for us. What's the final song?
We're going to play Milwaukee. Oh,
perfect. Thanks, guys.
One, two, three.
I walked over the bridge in Milwaukee, past the statue of Fonz and them dug, with the wind kicking in and the sparrows running amok. And my woman, your friend who was pregnant, put your hand on her belly for love. cause it's you, and I knew that you knew you were stuck. You can tell by your laugh in the dark at the sound of the bell. You can tell it's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. Got over that bridge and we're walking back to a table with cards to be dealt and a show with a whole front row taking pictures of itself. And the man, your old friend, turned the night on its end like your time was a bottomless well. But you grabbed me and said, come on back from the ledge for a spell. You can tell in the dark at the sound of the bell. You can tell it's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of the cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell. It's a nucleus burning inside of a cell.